44 minutes after the hour, America, it's Hugh Hewitt. I'm always fascinated by these entrepreneurs, and I have three great ones on the Entrepreneur Hour today. Thank you, Denver and KNUS, for hosting me. Looking forward to the Dick Morris event shortly. But I will link all of their sites over at HughHewitt.com, SensitiveSweets.com, UpAndRunningAgain.org, and LocalVox.com. If you're running around now and you're driving, don't try and write it down. Melanie, when you started Sensitive Sweets, it's a bakery, so you obviously have to have some technical competence to work for you. But how did you find your people?
It makes me laugh because we've gone through several employees, and you learn as you go through that process, and you actually become better at selecting the right person. But I did the same thing. I interviewed the very first time about 100 people on the phone. And with the recession, it was easy because there were so many people looking for a job. But I now feel like I'm better at selecting my future employees. And right now I've got the top of the line. I've got the best.
Okay. And Steve, how about finding the key volunteers in your case? You don't let anyone. I know you've got a great volunteer who's standing here. I've known her forever. She brought you to my attention. But how do you find people?
You know, it's word of mouth. It is hard. It's hard to find volunteers because we require a lot of them. I mean, to go through this training and help people through. We have friends at churches that we've done that, and that's been probably the best source of volunteers
for
us.
How can people help you, by the way, if they're driving around, they love the idea of rehabilitating the homeless through running?
I mean, if they want to start a running program in their area, they should go to our website, contact me. It sounds like you have contact information. And really, if they want to run, if they want to help train someone else, they can totally do it. Sometimes non-runners are the best volunteers for us because they don't have any expectations. They want to get better. They want to help someone, whereas professional runners have an agenda of what they want to accomplish.
All right. Now I want to talk about marketing, which is always the most interesting part to the people who email me. They want to know how you get the word out about your business or your service. Now, this is kind of odd because we actually have a marketing guru with us in New York on localvox.com's Trevor Sumner. So, Trevor, for yourself, how have you told people about LocalVox?
Thank you for calling me a marketing guru. I appreciate it. I think it's a variety of different things. What's most interesting is that increasingly it's about word of mouth. We've learned that advertising works less and less, and things like social media and having successful clients who talk about you is crucial. We have over 90% of our businesses are keep on with us. So that's one part of it. The other part of it is, I think, we've been looking to partners to help us to expand to new markets. So as I mentioned, we'll be announcing some partnerships with major publishers, names of newspapers that you would know, that will be adopting the LocalVox platform. And so that's a way to get into a new market, to get an expanded audience and customer base without having to build the organization yourself.
Well, every small businessman is out there. Should they go to LocalVox? Is that what they do? Do you advise them to build their social media through you, or do they do it organically?
Well, I think you do a little bit of both, and it depends on your need. I think, take Melanie, for example. She's doing very well on Facebook, and so congratulations on that.
You need to be snooping on that.
Yeah. So I'm snooping in on you. I figured you could have context for this conversation. You know, at the same time, you're listed on Yelp, but not City Search, and, some of your listings still need help on White Pages and MapQuest, which is important for older audiences because of AOL. So it's really difficult. And I think, local businesses should find a trusted partner as opposed to trying to deal with all these individual services on their own, because that's, as Melanie will probably tell you, it's a huge headache.
Perfect segue. Melanie, you have got the greatest graphics. I've always said since I first saw Sensitive Sweets, I love everything about your graphic design. That's part of marketing, but so is the social media. Who did this for you, and how did you find the person that did this?
Well, first of all, I think you like the cakes on there.
I do. I like the pink and the blue.
I
like
the sample. Making you hungry when you're looking at that. I just took the photographs, and my husband probably took a few photographs as well, and then we just put it together. I had a company down in San Diego that helps me out with all of the Reaper graphics.
How did you find them?
Craigslist.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy? I find a lot on Craigslist.
And so how are you marketing? How are you getting a new, obviously, someone who wants a gluten-free treat that tastes good is listening right now. They'll remember Sensitive Sweets. But if you're not on the radio talking to Hugh Hewitt, how are you telling people about
this? I've tried everything. I mean, I've probably spent more money in marketing than anything else. Some of the things work and others don't, but what's worked the absolute best is word of mouth. Our customers become our biggest fans. And they actually go out. It's kind of crazy.
It's not a bakery. It's a cult.
It is almost like a cult. Yeah. They'll go. I mean, I had a customer just recently call me from Nordstrom's Cafe with the manager there. It made me laugh because this poor lady, they called the manager and put the phone to the manager's ear to talk to me. And I was caught off guard. I didn't know what to say. But they're trying to convince restaurants and other establishments to carry our product because we make really awesome bread. Our gluten-free vegan bread, so there's no dairy or eggs in there or nuts. And it is soft, moist. It's awesome. And so everybody is trying to get that product available at their favorite restaurants. And so we have almost like this... I don't want to call it a cult because that's kind of negative.
No, I did.
We have
fun
this
cult.
Wonderful customer basis that goes out and just shouts out about our products.
That is the best thing. Steve Tierney,
awesome.
How about upandrunningagain.org? How do people find out? How have you been getting people to find out about it?
Well, we've done it through races. You know, we'll go to the local race at our marathons. We usually can get a booth there, and so people can find out about our races that way. And contribute to us, and also through partnering with nonprofits. I mean, that's how we find other clubs, is we partner with a local nonprofit, and they're usually more than happy to kind of promote us to their constituents as well.
Okay, going back to Manhattan, as we're running short on time on this one, Trevor, you've heard these two stories. As the marketing guru for Local Vox, what's your advice? I heard a little bit of it for Melanie, but for Melanie and Steve.
I think that's right. Keep on providing a great service, and empower the people who are loyal to you through things like email newsletters, posting to Facebook, connecting with them on Twitter. And I know that's a daunting task, which is why we put it all together in a single platform. But I'm an online guy. I think it's all about online and communication and empowering those people so that they can spread the word of mouth.
Yeah, Trevor, my producer, Dwayne, has got 430,000 followers on Twitter, and he did it all by himself. And I just tell everyone that at Radio Blogger, 430,000 followers on Twitter because he built it. And we'll come back and talk about working hard when we return to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Thank you, Adam and Dwayne. Thank you, Dell, Nick, and Breck. And thanks to my friends here at KNUS for hosting me in the Rocky Mountain State for the Entrepreneur Hour. And I want to finish with our three guests by just having them recap how hard they're working and why they're doing it and if they love it. And we'll go from east to west. Local Vox, Trevor Sumner. Tell people again what localvox.com is and why you did it and how hard you're working and why it's worth it.
So Local Vox is an online marketing platform for local businesses. With a single tool, you can upload your events, announcements, and deals, and it'll update your website, send email newsletters to your customers, update your Facebook, your Twitter, make you rank on Google and Google Places and Yelp and City Search, all with a single tool at an affordable price. The second part of the question was about...
How hard are you working? Is it worth it?
Oh, it's definitely worth it. You know, I'm looking at a room right now with 20 people who are employed, and that's probably what gives me the most joy. But it's been a real struggle. I mean, you were talking 18-hour days. There's a sign over my desk that says, always be hustling. I used to give out 4x6 cards about our service on the train, on my commute to work, leaving them in cafes, doing at every moment, just taking advantage of every opportunity, every introduction to try and get customers. I remember, we're up to 300 customers now, but I remember every single one of those first meetings and hustling to tell them about our new service.
Oh, that
is
terrific.
It's a lot of work, but it's valuable.
LocalVox.com. Melanie, talk to us about Sensitive Suites and, again, tell people what it is and why it's there and how hard you're working.
Sensitive Sweets is a gluten-free, allergy-free bakery, and we make everything from cupcakes, cookies, fresh bread, muffins, brownies, lemon bars, and it's awesome. It's really good, and I'm convinced that if you come in and you try it, you will be, even if you live far away, you're going to have us ship it to your door in Florida, if that's where you live, wherever you live. We do ship nationwide, and I'm absolutely 100% passionate about it because my son comes in every Saturday and he gets spoiled. Both of my boys do. And it's a family-owned business. That means a lot to me.
And it's in Fountain Valley in California off the 405.
Correct. Off the 405 freeway at Brookhurst North. And come by and see us.
SensitiveSweets.com. And Steve Tierney. And how hard are you working, Melanie?
Oh, extremely hard. I'm thinking about it right now. I'm sweating. I need to go back to work.
Steve Tierney, how about upandrunningagain.org? Is it worth it? What is it? And tell people about how hard it is and the rewards.
Yeah, it's so worth it. Up and Running Again, we train homeless and at-risk youth to run half marathons. And through that training, it's going to change their lives, and it's going to change your life as well. I mean, if you want to get involved with something, you want to have a local group in your area, just come contact us, get yourself and another volunteer, and you're going to hear people say something like, this is the best thing I've ever done. This is something I've never done before, and I'm going to remember this the rest of my life. That's part of being up and running again.
Congratulations to all three of you, upandrunningagain.org, sensitivesweets.com, localvox.com. And thanks to my friends at ERSOP, the Employee Retirement Stock Option Program, ERSOP.com. For making dreams possible, I'll be back tomorrow, America, from Cleveland, as I continue on the road show of the Hugh Hewitt Show. Talk to you then.